just keep doing what I need to do, just do what I've been doing, and step in and help guys when they need help, but knowing that we're all a collective group, so we're going to lean on each other from time to time for help. And there's stuff that we can learn from the young guys, and a lot of things the young guys can learn from me and Sam. But I feel like our DB room, I mean, it's a young in age, but it's a lot of game experience as far as from the cornerbacks and safety. So I feel we're all one unit. We can all lead in our very own special way.
Yeah, how important is that game experience, even though these guys are 2 years or less? They played a lot of minutes.
I mean, I feel that's big. I mean, practice is good for you, but a lot of things you're going to learn just from playing and from experiencing. It's one way of looking at it on the board, but it's a different when you go out in preseason and you got live bodies moving around fast. So that's really big, and that means a lot when you have that game experience.
Coach McCarthy said he was talking to you a little about just how fast your football years fly by. Do you feel like they've really gone by at a fast pace for you?
Oh, yeah. As a rookie coming in, I remember guys, everyone saying, man, it's going to go fast. Enjoy it. As a rookie, you're thinking like, man, this thing taking forever. But, man, it really does go by fast when you really think about it. Me and Sam was talking about it last night. Like, we're going on year 7. And I can just remember 2010, we was coming in, big golf ball eyes looking around, not knowing what to do and trying to fit in. But it really does go by fast, and I've been enjoying every moment of it.
Morgan, what does the third year and the fourth year mean for a safety in the Dom Capers system? We saw that happen with Nick Collins. We saw, a little bit with you. That's where the corner starts to get turned, it looks like, from the outside perspective.
Yeah, I think go back to, like I was saying earlier, just that game experience. And through game experience, you start to build confidence. And then with that confidence comes a little swagger about yourself, understanding, knowing what you're doing. So now you're not so much worried about trying to do everything right, but now you're just reacting, playing off instincts. And that's when you'll see a lot of more plays show up going into your third and fourth year.
You kind of think change that Dom Capers defense and safety. Why is that?
No, because I feel, we got the Dominator is great setting the safeties up to make plays, and then I think we got the guys in our room that's capable of making those plays. So, it's exciting. I enjoy coming to work just being part of that room because, you always can grow mentally, and competing on the field is always fun with that group in that room.
What kind of safety is Ha-Ha Clinton
Dix? Oh, man, he's a real deal, man. No, and not a biased opinion. My opinion, I really feel like he's one of the top safeties in the league, and he has plenty of room to grow. And it's just an honor for me to just be along with him along the ride.
What do you expect from him now? This is his third year. He knows the Dominators, schemes inside and out. Is this where we see him explode a little bit, you think?
Yeah, I think, like I said, he has a lot of room to grow, and it's more to come. So that's why I say I'm excited, because at the same time, he's making me better as a safety. And I enjoy going in that room with Hobb, Banjo, Micah, and we all love DP. And he does a great job of preparing us and getting us ready every week.
Are you excited about this defense going into this season?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely excited. And I really feel like just going into this year, I feel we have a close-knit group, not just as a defense, but as a team. And, guys, we take pride in our locker room. We look out for each other. We learn from each other, nitpick each other's brain from both ends of the ball. And we want to see each other be successful. And ultimately, when you get all guys like that wanting more than themselves, then you're going to have a good team.
How do things change when you put the pads on?
Oh, it's going to be exciting. That's what you really look forward to. The shorts, it's cool, to get your feet under you. But now you're playing football. Now you get your pay. You get your real reads now and your real technique going.
Morgan, in the last few years, safe to say that sometimes you've kind of been the safety net in the secondary because you're the most experienced, the most knowledgeable. But you're talking about guys up to speed now, experience-wise. Are you a little excited that maybe you'll get turned loose a little bit this year and you don't have to be the quote-unquote safety net, the safe guy back there, if you will?
No, I never felt that pressure like that. We have smart guys in our room, not just good athletes. Those guys are really smart. And you've seen that from the tape, just times when Banjo was primarily playing special team, but St. Louis Rams, he stepped in, didn't miss a beat. Ha stepped in as a rookie, picked up the defense fast right away. And Micah transitioning from corner and safety, he picks up the scheme very well. So, I never felt that pressure. So, if I'm slipping on the play, I can count on those guys to help me out. If they're slipping, they can always count on me. And I feel we had that accountability for each other.
You had all those tackles for losses last year playing near the line of scrimmage. Do you have a preference where you play? Is there certain areas you like playing on the field a little bit more than others?
No, I feel like I'm a man playing the kids game. I just enjoy playing football. So, whatever the team need me to do, I mean, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to give it 100%.
Back to how you said time kind of flies by, I'm sure, how 2010 played out, making it to the Super Bowl. In your mind, was that kind of like, that's what's kind of something that happens almost every year, every other year kind of deal?
Yeah, I remember, yeah, rookie year, because you don't know what to expect, and then just to see it have it go all the way your rookie year, and you think like, wow, man, we got a good team. We should go back every year, but... I mean, as years go on, you see, man, this league is hard. You know, players in this league are really good. And so you really have to practice and try to master your craft each and every year and find something to get better at. And there's been times where we almost there but just can't get over that hump. But that's the thing about football. It brings the competitor out of you and makes you want to get better and push you to get over that hump.